Nassau County Executive Laura Curran announced there were 19 more deaths in the county from the coronavirus pandemic. The number of cases in the county now tops 10,000. And Laura Curran joins us now on the Newsline. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Governor Cuomo said today it appears Nassau County is the next hotspot. How will you be stepping up response?
Well, we really are on the upside of the surge now, and our hospital systems are really up against it. We are working with them. We have 11 hospitals in Nassau County. I am regularly speaking to the CEOs, and we are treating each of our hospitals together as a system. And we're making sure that we are working together and that we're sharing resources and sharing space as we need them.
Now, in your briefing today, you were talking about businesses and businesses really needing help. What are small businesses telling you, and what kind of help can they get?
Well, while we deal with the immediate health crisis, we really have to begin to prepare for the economic crisis that we're facing. So about 1,400 businesses responded. We're finding that about half have already laid off employees, and almost all plan to lay off employees by year's end. And more than half won't make any profit at all this year. They're really just keeping their head barely above water.
You know, back on the subject of the hospitals, I think we've seen so much focus on New York City and their needs, lack of supplies. What kind of lack are you finding? Are you finding that supplies are starting to run out?
Absolutely. We are hearing from our hospital workers, like what we're hearing in the city, a dearth of masks, gloves, and gowns. We are collecting donations, and we're also coordinating with the state, scouring the world for these really important supplies to keep our healthcare workers safe and to keep our first responders safe. Our medics have an unprecedented burden right now out in the ambulances, the police as well. We have close to 100 police who have tested positive. Some have come back, have already resolved, but you know, we really need this equipment to keep those essential workers healthy.
Yeah, besides the nearly 100 Nassau County police who have tested positive, about another 176 are quarantined, if that's correct. Are you worried about law enforcement?
Well, we have the best police and corrections department here in Nassau County, and our members are stepping up. They're really showing the grit and the resilience that they're made of, and I couldn't be more proud.
That's Nassau County Executive Laura Curran on the Newsline. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.